All right, let's move on to the next step in sexy business branding. Actually, branding is my favorite thing about being in business because it like allows me to be super creative and allow my creativity and my artist to come out, my inner artist to come out. And the way I do that is by making sure that my business brand represents, first of all, who I am, and then it's also in alignment with what my customers see me as. So a couple of key things about business branding, and business branding can seem really mystical and magical, but I'm going to demystify it a little bit. So the first thing that comprises your business's brand is its basic business colors. For example, I decided that my brand's colors were going to be lots of grays, lots of whites, reds, and turquoise. When I was building my brand or my website, I was looking at a lot of fashion magazines. So I was looking at Vogue, and they had a lot of white space and black. And I wanted that kind of clean look, not a lot of, I didn't want pink or purples or anything like that. I just wanted basic, almost primary colors and then grayscale. So those are my business colors. The fonts I use a script for the Sexy Money piece, and then I use a pretty basic block font. It's like I want to encapsulate the sexy and the money all together. So start to pay attention to the fonts that you use so that you can be consistent across all the board. So like maybe you always write your text in Arial, and then you use there's a script called Lusty Script for cursive. Maybe you use that for your script writing. And this will be a lot more clear once we start to get into the design phase. But for now, just kind of playing with fonts that you like, or taking a look at websites and paying attention to the fonts that they're using. Even if you don't know the names of the fonts, like you can describe this to a designer by saying, I want something scripty and sexy, or I want something that's more block or more modern or more old fashioned. All these different things can be used to help you decide on your fonts. And then, of course, there is your logo. And you can design your logo yourself using Squarespace has a really great logo app. Canva can help you create a logo, or you can hire a graphic designer to do that for you. So 99 Designs is a website where you can hire freelance designers to do your website. And then I also have listed on your dashboard a couple of graphic designers that I've used or friends have used to create your logo, or you might already have a logo. Just knowing that a logo is an important part of your business, and logos can evolve. If you look at the history of the Starbucks logo, it's definitely evolved over the years. If you notice, Google's logo has also just changed. So don't feel like you have to be wedded to your logo, but it's your brand's identity. So you do want to think about it. And I think it's always simple is always better when it comes to a logo. Photos also are an important part of your branding. So for me, I know my brand didn't really come together until I did my first Sexy Money photo shoot, where I kind of wanted to combine like the sexy business attire with lots of cash. So if you haven't already done a professional photo shoot, I'm going to recommend that you get one on the books now. Put one on your calendar for sometime in the next 3 months. Find a photographer that you trust and just get some photos on deck and ready to go. And don't be book the session now. We can work out like what your image will be once you get to the session. But for now, book the photo shoot just so you have it on deck, and then we can go from there. And then the last piece of your business brand is your website. And so what I want to do for everybody is there's two main platforms that people use for websites. There's Squarespace, which is what I use. And then there's also WordPress. And I know a few of you are on both. And so what I'd like to do is, rather than recreating the wheel, because Squarespace has really good content for or excuse me, they have really good instructional videos for their websites. And then WordPress, it would be hard for me to do a tutorial on WordPress because there's so many different templates for WordPress. So, you know, I would have to know if you're using Genesis or etc. So rather than me do a video on how to use these different platforms, I think what would be make more sense is for me to do a video about what is essential for a website that sells. And then you guys can ask me questions about your particular website and what you want to do. So with that said, we'll focus on websites next month because I want you to get your basic business branding stuff out of the way. And if you feel like, I know the website's the thing that people want to focus on right away, which is great, but it actually isn't necessary. I've had so many clients that sell before they even have a website up and running. But because I know that that's what you're hungry to work on, if you are working on it now and you have questions, just put them in the Facebook group and I'll do my best to help you research it. Like, and I will say this about websites. If tech is not your thing, then you should shop it out. Like, I was an engineering major in college, so technology does not scare me. I enjoy it, right? So like, if like I'm digging in and a project that I thought was going to take 10 hours balloons into 20 or 40 hours, it doesn't frustrate me. It doesn't drain me because I like that stuff. But if that's not your zone of genius or that does not give you pleasure, then I recommend that you hire somebody. And again, I have a recommendation in your dashboard for a few people that can help you build a website. So what I'd like you to do as a part of your homework is there's a basic branding worksheet on your dashboard. And a couple of things that you're going to pay attention to is, one, what is your website address? And again, if you don't have a fancy name for your business like Sexy Money, then you can also just buy your name as your domain. See if that's available or a variation of that is available. The next thing you want to know is, what's the name of your company? And again, we talked about that in basic business structure. The next thing is, what is your tagline? Meaning, like, what's the sentence that describes what you do for people, right? So, for example, the Sexy Money tagline is make more, give more, have more. Taglines tell people exactly what you're giving them. And then the next question I have for you is, what is your title? Meaning, what are you? Are you a coach? Are you a mentor? Are you a blogger? Are you an artist? Like, what is your title? And don't use metaphors here. Be very clear so the people know what to associate you with. So I am a business coach and a money expert. That's it. I don't want to get fancy because I want people to have something that they can associate with. So these are the questions I want you to answer in the Facebook page. What's your website address? What is the name of your company? What is your tagline? And what is your title? I'd also like you to post what 5 to 6 colors represent your brand. They don't have to be 5 or 6. It could be as simple as 2. It could be 3. And a great website to use to demonstrate your design or to figure out what your design palette is called, it's a website called Design Seeds. And essentially how Design Seeds works is you'll scroll down. Oh, I love this picture right here. So you'll scroll down and you'll see all these different images. And then they'll give you the colors associated with that image, right? This is not actually for me, but it's I love it, but it's not necessarily what I would want for my business brand. This is a little bit more, I like this. No, but go through and find a palette that works for you and then post it on the Facebook group. I love this, right? This is really great. It's really rich and warm. So find the color palettes that work for you, and you can go back as far as you want to. They have an archive that is like crazy, crazy long and full. Oh, if you click next page here, they post something, I think, pretty much every day, just pictures with the color palette. And so pick one of these pictures, and then that will be your, that can be your business brand. These are really great colors, all of them. And if you already have a website and you've already picked your colors, just take a look. Just do this exercise anyways, just to make sure that your brand is still in alignment with how you feel and what you desire. And then the next, and make sure you post that on the Facebook page. And then the last thing I want you to do is list 5 words that describe your brand. So for example, I wanted my brand to be bold. I wanted it to be sexy. I wanted it to be, to feel reliable. Like a combination of masculine and feminine. What are 5 words that describe your brand? And again, post that in the Facebook page so that we can all kind of riff off of each other. And then if you want to take it even further to help you with the brainstorming process of this branding, you can hop on Pinterest and create and find 3 to 5 examples of logos and styles that you like and any other images that really like inspire your brand. Create a board for it. And then if you want to make it public, you can make it public and then share it with us on Facebook, or you can create a private board and then share it with us on Pinterest. And so I'm going to ask everybody, if you don't have Pinterest, to go ahead and set yourself up with Pinterest and then share your Pinterest ID with everybody on the Facebook page. That is it for basic business branding. So go ahead and have fun. This is where you can kind of let your creative juices flow. This, I can't stress how important this step is. What I find is that people skip over this step. I've skipped over this step with clients. And then we find that the brand is out of alignment for who that person is. In particular, I had a client who was, she was doing like nutrition for women, but her website was really like, there was a lot of stock photos of kind of like, I can only describe it as like clean cut, kind of preppy California girls. And she's much more witchy and woo woo. Like she does tarot cards and like, she's got this long flaxen hair. And I was just like, girl, your brand is completely out of alignment with who you are as a person. And what happens is you'll get trapped. And then also people find it dishonest when they meet you and you're not in alignment with your brand. So with that said, let's do the homework now about what your brand stands for. And if you aren't clear about this, again, it's important, take a look at brands that you do like and just copy them for now. Like I said, I always say that being in business is like being a comedian. And when you're first getting started out, you're just going to copy all of the greats until you find your own voice. So like I told you, the brand that I copied most was Vogue magazine. Like I wanted to feel clean like that. So you find the brands that you like and you can look at their colors, you can look at their fonts. And if you can't come up with it on your own, you're going to creatively steal or borrow, as I like to say, because there's nothing new under the sun really. So that's it. Sexy business branding. I will see you on the next video where we talk about sexy business planning. So I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.